This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Another hour. 271-1100, 258-0550. Text us, 701-367-2054. Brian Kronk is in the house. Collins and Kronk. The money guys. Talk a little bit about GDP. You're going to talk about the market. Economically, what's happening, what's going on? I know somebody knows a little bit of that answer. It's Larry Kudlow. Kev, can you give me a little Larry Kudlow? I see he's chatting with Stuart Varney here on Fox Business. Says the worst of this pandemic is over.
Yeah, he just got asked about another stimulus package.
Liquidity and cash phase is coming to an end. I mean, it's going to play out for the next month or two, what's already been legislated through four phases. Now I'd like to see a more incentive-minded approach that'll get this economy roaring. We'll come out of the chute in the second half and go right into 2021 with a very positive rebound. But
there you go. I love hearing that.
But there is a political element here, and the political element is, if President Trump does not win re-election, you will have Joe Biden as the new president, and he favors tax increases, and I don't think he favors the kind of measures that you've just been talking about. So what you're saying at a rip-roaring second half of the year and into next year, doesn't that depend on a Trump victory?
Well, I think it does in part. That's exactly right. I mean, I think it would be extremely unwise and probably prolong recessions and slumps if we start going on a regulatory binge, if we close down the fossil fuel industry, if we start raising taxes across the board. What we want to do is incentivize the animal spirits, okay? We want to say, you take a rip at the ball. We believe success should be rewarded, not punished. This is not about class warfare. This is about business investment, capital formation, entrepreneurship, helping folks keeping their jobs and getting pay raises. I mean, for example, a payroll tax holiday will increase employee wages after tax by 7.625%, if I have that number exactly right. That's the kind of thing we want. We want people to have more after-tax gains, both sides. This is no time for class warfare. This is no time to destroy the energy economy, which has already suffered from prices. But they will come back, too, as soon as these economies come back. We just have to say to people, the things we used in the first several years of the Trump administration, I guess I'm being partisan here, but on policy grounds, this is consistent with my lifelong philosophy, on policy grounds, as long as it pays to work, invest, save, take risks, start new businesses, don't let the insurance problems, liabilities get in the way. Remove regulations where possible. The 3 years we had growing, you know, Stu, this year was going to be 3% in the first quarter before the pandemic hit. So, no, I think that from what I gather, the other side of the aisle would punish the economy. We want to resurrect and rebuild and essentially pick up where we left off before the pandemic.
Totally different subject, but early this morning, we got some, what I think is pretty good news from Gilead Sciences. Their treatment for the virus, remdesivir, was shown to be positive results in three different tests. Is that a positive for the recovery of the economy?
Has to be. Has to be a tremendous positive. And incidentally, first of all, it's a great company, and I hope that reports pan out. It's very important. Not only will it deal with the problems of the virus, you know, and sick people and protect in the long run, but also you've got these private sector companies. We've been meeting with them here at the White House on a constant basis. Mike Pence has done such a great job running the health task force. President Trump has pushed them, you know, go. We've used the private sector. This has been a partnership between the administration and the smartest people in the private sector. They're also developing therapies, right, and medicines, vaccines. You said Gilead. I read a story this morning, some great stuff coming out of Oxford University in Great Britain and so forth. These are confidence-inspiring things that'll help open the economy and get folks back to work. And when they do work, we want to make sure that their success is rewarded.
Right around 8:30 this morning, precise at 8:30 actually, Eastern Time, we got these GDP numbers, and they're just awful. And everybody knows that they're going to be even worse for the second quarter. Got that. It's bad. Can you explain to our viewers, because I was getting a lot of emails and questions, how come the economy looks so bad and yet the stock market is roaring ahead? Now, our viewers, not all of our viewers are sophisticated investors, but they want that question answered. How is it that you've got a rotten economy and a soaring stock market at the same time?
Well, I think, look, to a large extent, Stu, the sinking economy, and you're right, it's going to sink further. The contraction in the second quarter is going to be much deeper than the first quarter. The unemployment rate is going to go up quite a bit. However, I think people are looking ahead. That's a very key point. First of all, I think these rescue packages that the president has led and bipartisan support in the Congress, those packages are going to have some effect, some positive effect in stabilizing the situation. They are not a cure-all. When you shut down an economy, you shut things down. But they are helpful. That's point number one. Point number two, the curve on the virus in terms of new contacts, new infection rates, mortality rates, that curve is flattening, and we're seeing a slowdown, and I think pretty soon there'll be a downward adjustment. You know, we need a downward adjustment inside 14 days as phase one to begin the opening, and the transition, I think, will be in May, maybe into early June. I think people look at that and they say, you know what, things are going to get better. This is a temporary problem. It is not going to go on for years. One little interesting nugget. In the Consumer Confidence Survey yesterday, confidence level dropped sharply. Okay, no question. But when you go down the list of items that they discussed, expectations for the next 6 months for jobs, Stu, for jobs, shot straight up, almost a record increase. Now, that suggests to me, and it's just one little morsel, it's not a whole complete story, that folks are beginning to look over the valley, and they see that as progress has been made, as the health and safety and security steps taken by our healthcare scientists and the administration, and with the help of the governors, with the help of private industry, as progress is being made, it's going to get better. And this will prove to be temporary. And by 6 months, let's say the second half of the year, the autumn, things will get better. I was just interested in that little nugget in the consumer confidence package.
Pretty amazing. Talks about the curve on the virus is flattening. Things starting to go the right direction. Markets up 500 points today. We're going to talk with Brian Cronk coming up a little bit about the market, how it's looking right now, and the overall economy. You know, it is interesting, though. You get news that the economy shrank 5% and the market's up 2%. It's just that those two don't normally go together. I think he's right in that the market sees this, the future is as bright. Now, I'm glad that Stuart Varney asked him this question because pretty soon, I think we're going to start thinking about this, and that is a November election and the president, right? We were pretty much focused on nothing but until the coronavirus pandemic hit, and now we've not focused as much on it, but I couldn't agree with him anymore that the obvious first action of a Democrat in office, Joe Biden or whoever, is going to be what? More regulation. Number one, absolutely. Number two, raise taxes. Number three, take out the fossil fuel industry right at the knees. Coal, oil, you're done. Which is, of course, if you go back and look at Barack Obama's quote-unquote growth, because it was really, really weak, all of it was energy jobs on private land. That's what fueled the Obama economy. Without it, wasn't there. So I think he's exactly right. You can't destroy the energy economy. And Donald Trump is going to say, here's what I've done, here's what I'll do. And they're telling us already what they would do on more regulation, on raising taxes, and on taking out the energy industry. If you want to worry about something, I'm not a worrier, as you know, because I believe it changes absolutely nothing. And that 80% of what we worry about doesn't happen, and the 20% that does isn't as bad as you thought it was going to be. So I'm not going to waste any energy on worrying. But if you want to worry about something, if you're a worrier, the result of that November election could be far worse on everything we care about than this coronavirus has been. That's what you could worry about. That election becomes very important. You tell me if I'm wrong. Some calls, emails, texts to get to, and then Brian Kronk, Collins and Kronk, talk about the economy, what's going on, the GDP, the market, all on the way. Stay tuned, folks. Brian Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
All right. Yeah. Well, I must admit, I can't explain any of these
surprised me. Just a little news nugget I saw during the break.
What do you got?
Chipotle sales, Chipotle Digital, they call it, so their app.
Yep.
The sales is up 81% last quarter.
I suppose all the order to go drive up, pick up, drive throughs are all up.
This is a classic example, I think, of silver linings, you know, where you find a challenging time, forces you to do something else, and you say, wow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have to say, I'm the kind of person that loves to travel for a meeting because I want to go, you know, be face-to-face and talk to somebody, and, you know, it's a little easier conversation. But the amount of Zoom meetings I've had last 8-9 weeks, every bit is good. A lot less travel.
Yep.
I imagine I'll slowly but surely kind of ease back into it. I don't know, but kind of interesting.
Saying it might be the new normal?
It might be the new normal. It could very well be. Exactly right.
I hate that phrase.
I hate that phrase, too. We finally crushed, flattened the curve, and now we've got the new normal, right?
Yeah.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, one of the fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. They have a little stimulus package for you. If you have a hot tub, you have a sauna, you have a pool table, something you love, tell a friend or a neighbor about it. And if they come in and purchase it, they're going to give you a little stimulus check right there for making that purchase. Isn't that nice? That's how they do it. And what do we know now? That famous briefing last week at the White House about how heat and humidity and light can take out a virus. Well, guess what? There's a little bit of heat and there's a little bit of humidity waiting for you. Right now at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're in Grand Forks. They're in Fargo. They're in Bismarck as well, and if you call now, they'll give you they call it a virtual walkthrough. So essentially they're going to guide you. They're going to say, okay, go here, go there, and you're going to take a tour, but you're going to do it virtually. You don't have to leave your home or office. So that's a great way to go. Remember that, all right? In fact, I'll give you Vince's cell phone number. I'm going to do it right now. We're going to blow up his cell phone.
I don't think he minds.
Blow up his cell phone.
He's given it up before.
701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Henry in Fargo has a question here, and we'll go to Henry next. Send some texts, some emails. Henry, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Morning.
You've never said, how has this impacted your business? I mean, are people advertising more? Are people retracted because their business is down? How are you guys doing?
You know, I would say a small amount. I don't know the exact percentage, but a small amount. I'll give you an example, a dentist. Well, a dentist isn't even open, right? So not doing appointments. So they're gonna hold off. You know, some of the travel stuff. My buddy Carol Juven of Juven Travel. There's no flights to Norway, through this. So they got to readjust. So, you know, some that just need to hold back. But we've also had other folks where it's come in. So, down a little, but not bad. Not bad, given with everything that's going on. And we do the same. We just sort of find the new ways and new things to do. We've done a number of town halls I had a great town hall with Governor Senator Hoeven and on ag issues and Senator Kramer on small business issues and Kelly Armstrong on energy issues so it's just things you do a little bit differently that you adapt. But yeah, does that answer your question, Henry?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as a small business owner myself, different industries, some, like you said, you just mentioned, were up 80-some percent. And then some, like my meat market guy, he's just going crazy for some reason.
I love it. Just a lot more people are eating at home.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah. And, looking for whatever's there. Lost Henry. Lost a few lines there. I don't know what happened, Daniel. You got a reboot going on.
Uh-oh.
Here's a texter says, are you aware of the amazing grassroots movement that's been started to demand the reinstatement of mandatory country of labeling laws for beef? Now, as I understand, when you talk about reinstatement of laws for country of origin labeling, that was something that was deemed to be unfair trade practices in the World Trade Organization. So it isn't like somebody said, let's pull that out. We lost a battle in court over that one. So I don't know that anybody could reinstate it.
as a quote-unquote law. But anyway, the Facebook page says, demand USA Beef's petition has accumulated over 130,000 signatures in just a few days. It's exploding, with the link at to the petition being shared widely. Americans, consumers, and beef producers alike are demanding that beef labeled product of the USA, born, raised, and processed in the USA. With present law, poor quality foreign beef is being shipped in and simply relabeled as the product of the USA. So deceptive. We're encouraging all citizens of the USA to go to Demand USA Beef's Facebook page for the link to the petition. Join this totally grassroots movement started by a Kansas ranch wife to ensure the return of integrity to our beef. All right, I love it. Grassroots efforts fix everything. Folks, that's the real way to fix something. Just take it into your own hands and go to work. I wish I could agree that was a silver bullet. I know that a lot of people think it makes good sense, and I would 100% be inclined to always buy USA beef. In fact, Dakota beef, North or South Dakota, that's it. That's all I'm buying, right? Even that own brand. My understanding is a number of consumer tests have proven that people don't care. They're going to buy the cheapest. And knowing consumers and their habits, I would think that would also be probably likely true, too. I don't know. I don't know what's right or correct there. All right, a few more here. Here's an email. This was for the governor. Unfortunately, we got it after the governor was gone. It says, I think the public would like to know more about the people who've recovered from the coronavirus. One example is the story yesterday in the Bismarck Tribune about Gary and Betty DeGrief, who were treated with convalescent plasma at CHI St. Alexis Health in Bismarck. We don't need to hear the names of the recovered COVID-19 patients, just the details about their symptoms, how they were treated, what medicines were prescribed, the duration of their illness, etc. Would that be possible? It's a good idea. For one, it gives people hope out there that have it, right?
For sure. I know some of the reluctance to that was, yeah, but if in a smaller town or county, you might be able to figure out who the person was. Okay, but you got plenty of cases and casts, so you're far less likely to actually nail down the individual.
Grant has a question. Grant, let's get you in here. Got a few seconds before the break. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I was trying to ask if you could tell us if that prayer session, that live prayer session, is happening on Thursday evening at 8 o'clock from the parking lot there by the hospital.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. That is great.
20 different locations. Parking Lot Prayer Warriors on Facebook. You can find the list of locations there. But, yep, we'll have it live on K-Fire starting right after Fox News, so actually starting right about 8:02.
Well, I would certainly encourage everyone to tune in.
Well, thank you very much for that.
And drive in. Go right into the parking lot.
Exactly.
One of those 20. But you can't catch it on the air.
Drive in,
sure. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga's a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga's an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not good. That's the best way to describe this morning's report from the government on the U.S. economy. And economists say it's only going to get worse. the gross domestic product, the best way of measuring U.S. economy's contraction or expansion. Well, it's showing a contraction of 4.8% in the year's first quarter. And since most of that decline came in the final weeks of March, as the virus pandemic was just forcing businesses to close, the experts say it could end up dropping up to 30% in the year's second quarter. This first quarter reading is already the biggest decline in GDP in a decade. President Trump says the worst of the pandemic in the United States is in the rearview mirror, saying at yesterday's briefing, small businesses and workers should be in good shape soon because of the stimulus package. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Some answers on this economy and the market. We go to the pro. That is Brian Kwok from Collins & Kwok, your local Raymond James Financial Services advisors. And man alive, this is, I'm looking at a day when we had a retraction in the economy unlike anything we could have ever forecasted before this, Brian. And yet a market that's up 500 points.
Isn't it crazy? Here we are. We just discount that stuff, you know. And really, that came in less or worse than what we thought. We thought we'd see a 3-4% annualized contraction. Here we're at 5%, and the market is up 500 points on the Dow.
And that is coming off some pretty healthy growth in the 3% area, right?
Well, yeah. For 2 years now, we've been kind of averaging right around that 3% area and continuing onward. And so to see us go not just flat but negative by such a big amount, that is a big deal. Now, obviously, there's extenuating circumstances. I hear there's some virus thing going around. But with that being the case, to see a slowdown like this and the market reacting just the opposite is incredible. And this isn't over yet. We're in the middle of second quarter right now. And according to my sources, we could see a 30% pullback in second quarter GDP. That beats what happened back in World War II. That takes us back to Great Depression era type numbers.
Yeah, think about that. Wow. And somebody today was predicting 40%. So we'll probably say that. You're saying annualized decline 30%, which would be good. But is that going to be received the same way this is?
You know, I have to wonder about that. So you think about that. When we've seen things of this magnitude in the past, we certainly didn't see the market rally. You know, the nearest big decline that we've seen was in, you know, 1947. We saw a 10% pullback. We also saw a pretty big drop almost to that extent in 1958 for the Asian flu. And neither of those times did we see market rallies. We saw, you know, what you would think from a common sense standpoint, the market turned and went the other direction. And, you know, we kind of ended up going into a bad place market-wise. So to see this talks about really the enthusiasm and the confidence that we have that we're going to be turning this thing around. So let's see how next quarter is digested. But even when we get the unemployment numbers, and those haven't been all that great, still the market's digested that pretty well and went upward.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe it. What was the high point on the market? Just shy of 30, right? Or did we hit 30?
We just got real close to 30, and that's when all of this started to kind of hit the fan, so to speak. And I tell you what, to see us be even getting back toward that or even recovering as much of our takeaway as we have is incredible.
Yeah, 507 points up today, 2% at 24,610 as we speak right now. Do you believe that is for two reasons? One, if you look at the World War II, you look at the Great Depression, you look at even the battling the Asian flu, in the whatever that was, 40s or 50s. We just have an ability now today to, you look at how quickly things were shut off. People stayed home. They followed the rules. And now, the same thing when you come back. I mean, is it just because it's a new era? Are we baking that into the cake that we're just able to do, come up with therapies quicker, get testing done quicker? I mean, just tackle a problem in such an America kind of way. Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, that's a great question. And when you start to look at the differences between now versus then, I think it more leads to just the confidence that we have in our economy. We had such a healthy economy going into this. The fact that we've removed so many of these, restrictions that we see with all the various, rules and regulations that the government puts on, that's huge. And so I think what we're seeing here is a vote of confidence that what we had going before we went into this virus will also help speed up our recovery, because in the past, when we've seen these kinds of pullbacks economically, we weren't just going into it with a healthy economy. The economy had begun to slow, and then all of a sudden we get, more and more bad news piling on, which leads to this market pullback. Here we have an economy that's very, very healthy, and then we did it to ourselves. We pulled this thing back economically, and so I think what you're seeing is a vote of confidence out there that our healthy recovery will ensue.
So there's no shock here.
Really, no. I think, the market looks at this and says, whoa, this is what we were expecting, this is bad, and we go on from here. But it's not a huge shock. You talk to everybody, and, I talk to people all day long who say, I think we're already in a recession, or I think it's going to be bad. And so everybody's thinking that, and usually the market is surprised by what we're not expecting. So we're all expecting these bad economic numbers, but we're also not expecting them to go on. And so you kind of lead to sort of two trains of thoughts. On the one hand, you've got the markets, not reacting negatively to this, and you could say, well, gee, look, the market has come back. It's giving us a lot of confidence that things are going to get back to normal, and you see that just in the stocks that are coming back. A lot of them are going right back to where they were. The strong stocks then are a lot of the same strong stocks now, and vice versa. The companies that were struggling continue to struggle, but there is sort of this other train of thought out there that says, hey, the market has come back quite a bit. Maybe we've come back too far. And so that's why I think we still need to be cautious, because regardless of what the market says or what stocks are doing well, we've still shut down our economy. And even as it comes back, we're not coming back full speed. We're not going to see restaurants go to 100%+ capacity. So I think we need to be aware of what's going on around us.
Questions or comments are welcome for Brian, by the way, at 701-258-0550, 701-271-1100. You can text me, 701-367-2054, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Emails welcome to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. One of our many email addresses, Scott H. at flagfamily.com, studio at flagfamily.com. Todd's is KFYR, KFYR at iHeartMedia.com. You were, when the market was roaring, nipping up against 29, saying, we're due for a correction here. We're due for a correction here.
Right.
And of course, that correction came on top of, all these other things as well to like, whoa, because that was the shock, right? But I think I just heard you say, we're almost in one of those positions again, because this has come back quicker than anybody thought, with a lot of bad news still out there, so just be careful.
Well, exactly. We're overbought again, which is just a technical thing. It's not something to talk about valuations of companies or things of that nature. But anytime you get the market going from one extreme to the other, you have just a reversion to the mean, or a little bit of imagine a rubber band that gets stretched too much. It's going to have to contract a little bit. And so you could see that. You're already starting to see some profit taking on companies that have bounced up really fast off the bottom. So just like I was saying, a few months ago, I didn't necessarily think we'd see a correction of this magnitude. But yeah, when things get stretched too far in one direction, you always have to be aware that they can also bounce back the other way.
And one of the things you talk about is reminding folks that we don't put our faith in the GDP, up, down, whatever. You do it in actual companies, which ultimately some are going to win and some are going to lose in an up and a down GDP. Explain why that's important.
Well, people get really focused on these economic numbers, and I always say those are just numbers. You know, the great Peter Lynch, you know, he told us back in the day, he said, you know, if you spend more than 10 minutes a week on economic data, you're spending too much. And so I look at that, and it always tells us where we've been. You know, what I want to look at is where we're going. So like you were just sharing earlier on your program about Chipotle and their drive-through business or their you know, call-in business, if you will, on their app, doing so very, very well. We're seeing surprisingly strong numbers from, you know, Target and Walmart, some of these retailers. And so there's going to be some winners here, regardless of what the GDP tells us or regardless of basically where our economy slows. There are companies that are doing very, very well in this, you know, Amazon, Walmart, Target, etc. And then there's going to be some that just continue to struggle. You know, Macy's is an example of that. Macy's sells clothing and things of that nature, and they were struggling before we went into this whole thing. And so they're struggling even more now. But look at Lululemon. Lululemon has bounced back huge, and most of their business was in-store business too, but people are really making that transition to online. So we want to pick out the companies that are doing well, and that's the kind of research we do at Collins & Cronk. We look at winners and losers, and we want to make sure that we're owning those winners.
By the way, Lululemon closed before many malls did.
Right.
They just said, no, we're going to send our employees home and be safe, and still doing pretty good numbers. Texter says, remember, Chipotle is up against understated or deflated results due to all their issues with contamination.
Yes.
They had nowhere to go but up. So they're up from the previous year, but that's not saying much is what they're saying. So you always got to watch for that, too. But I think the sliver there was Chipotle Digital was up to the degree they were up. And obviously they adapted. They didn't have people standing in line at Chipotle restaurants. They had to do carry out or drive through or you know, some of the other ways you get them.
Well, and that's going to be the key, is seeing how do these various companies adapt. Some will adapt very well, some won't. You know, Starbucks came out with better than expected earnings, and now they're going to be starting to open up stores again. And yet, if you look around, their stock actually reacted negatively to that news. So why is that? We kind of have to dig into those earnings reports. But think about, you know, here we have Starbucks drive-thrus that have stayed open. But in a lot of those major markets, the only traffic that they get in those stores is when you actually walk in and stand in line. Those stores haven't done anything for quite a long time now.
So an event like this, you know, certainly tests everything. You guys are great about setting up a plan, just like you've done for my wife and I. And, you know, the idea is, what's the plan? What's the eventual outcome? And here's how we're going to work the plan. Does an event like this disrupt the plan? Are you, you know, saying, hey, we got to go in and change this, change that? Or do you stay the course?
See, an event like this is exactly why we have the plan. So we'll get people calling and talking to us about their portfolio, saying, hey, how far am I down, or how far am I still up, or things of that nature. And those are certainly important, but they're not as important as the plan that we actually do, because we give every one of our clients a score and let them know where we are. And so a lot of our clients that have had this plan going for a while, they know to call in and not necessarily ask about how far their account or their portfolio might be down, but more importantly, how has this affected my score? Because when we're putting all these inputs into the plan, we then run several different scenarios so that we can say, hey, if we get, you know, a market uptrend, if we get a downtrend, if we get some sort of weird economic event, here's how your portfolio is going to react. So we're looking at all those scenarios already and factoring that in, and so we can say to people, guess what? You're still going to be okay. And so we can show, and we've looked at a lot of these scores now, and they might have moved a little bit. You know, my ideal score is usually right in that 85 to 90% success rate, and we've seen some of those that maybe have moved 2 or 3% in one direction or the other, but guess what? Their plan is still intact, and what that helps them do, Scott, that says, gee, I don't need to worry about my portfolio because my plan is still working.
Yeah, and that's why you want somebody that is not, in other words, I tend to sort of look at the buzz of the day or whatever the, you know, the big number is today. It's a drop in the you know, GDP, and, you know, tomorrow it'll be, you know, unemployment claims or whatever. Really, that's noise, right? Like you say, that's just a number.
Exactly.
And not a reason to do anything crazy. You need a pro is what you need. So we're going to finish this conversation with Brian on the other side of the break. A couple questions coming in here as well. Welcome others on What's On Your Mind. Our final segment for a busy whirlwind edition of What's On Your Mind coming up. Don't touch that dial.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Miss you, and I won't ever take you back.
Yeah, it's a real cheery song. I won't miss you, and I won't take you back. If you ever leave me, it's kind of you know, flying in the face of my.
I had a text request for George Strait.
Did you? Okay, yeah.
There you go.
So. I love George Strait. He's a dandy.
I got some oceanfront property.
Yeah, there you go. Todd, you tell us about our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, and I'll continue our conversation on the program straight ahead. Lay it on us, Mr. Todd.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear Todd like he's about 100 miles away. What's that?
You just heard talking over me.
Now we can hear you.
Now you can. I got to do that whole thing over again.
Yeah.
You know, the take one is always better, but what's in your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC, committed to the health and well-being of their employees and customers. You. They are open for business. They understand the importance of reliable transportation and continue to provide the products and services you need. Meanwhile, they have taken extra precautions in both sales and service to help keep you safe. If you're not comfortable coming in, you can't purchase or lease over the phone or online. They'll come right to you. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com. 120-day deferred payments, 0% APR for 84 months of approved credit. And if your vehicle needs service, ask about their pickup and delivery options as well. Family-owned, community-driven, we care, we're here to help. We'll get through this together. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
9 before the top of the hour, our final segment here on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome at 701-258-0550. You can call Kevin, too, at 701-271-1100. Texter says, question for Brian. Does he see opportunity locally to invest in our community?
Well, that's an interesting thing. I've never had a lot of people asking if we should be doing some things locally. And I'm not sure if there's going to be opportunities that become of this. You know, we usually work in the public markets, but we've got a lot of clients that are into local businesses or they're into local real estate. And so I say, what's going to happen with all of this? We keep hearing about some of the restaurants and so forth that won't reopen. I keep wondering if we're going to see some business owners that say, hey, if I had an investor, if I had an injection of capital, maybe I could reopen. So there could be some opportunities like that. There's risk involved with that. That's different than the kind of risk we typically deal with. But it's something we do talk to people about. So I think it's another one of those things. Keep your eyes open. You know, Scott and I were just talking off air about how the auto sales are going, and they're way down right now. I wouldn't necessarily call this an investment, but that's something else to watch for as we get toward, you know, summer, fall. There could be some incredible deals there as well.
Buying opportunities.
I love it.
Of things you need, not even just stocks. You talk to a lot of bigger groups that invest in a big way because they want to be able to, you know, craft their plan perfectly. They go to a professional for answers. We should too, really, right? I mean, we professionally managing our plan, we can still give you input. Hey, I like this. I don't like that. I want safe because I want to retire soon. I want some big growth. So swing for the fences a little bit, whatever that is. But talk about the value of a professionally managed plan.
Well, you're exactly right, Scott. You know, it's amazing. So we have a lot of people who come in, they bring their old portfolio to us and say, can you help? And we'll look through that. And what they have in front of them is this sort of this hodgepodge of things that they've bought here and there. And we start to talk about the reasoning and the rationale behind, you know, how they've created this portfolio. And we say, you know, that's what we have to stop. What you can do when you've created a portfolio that was managed by a professional, put together by a professional, is incredible. Sometimes we might own some of the same companies that you would pick out, but when we get into them, certainly makes a difference. Or how we handle going into a crisis like this, where we get defensive, how we raise some cash, things of that nature. I'm always telling my clients, you need to stick with the plan. Let us as portfolio managers do what we do best, but we are doing some things behind the scenes. We're not sitting on our hands at all. You know, we're taking advantage of this market and trading some things to help our recovery strategy for your money.
But we don't have to say, hey, I lost the value. I lost some money in that portfolio, and that's gone. That's my cost from COVID-19. You're saying sit down, get a plan together, and find the options to get that back.
Oh, absolutely. People get this idea that if they owned a certain mutual fund or they had a basket of stocks, that they have to wait for them to come back before they can make changes. And we've always said you don't have to make your money back where you lost it. In fact, that's actually one of the big mistakes that we talk about that people make, is they'll wait. And how did that work out if you owned Commodore Computer or if you owned Wang Computer or some of these other companies that just don't exist anymore? Companies kind of come and go. We want to stick with the leaders. And so if you had some things in your portfolio that got hit extra hard or things of that nature, we need to look at that, determine which are the ones that are going to come back. Maybe those are things we even add to. But there are some things that, you know, might take years to come back. Those are the things we probably want to clean out for you and move you into one of our new managed portfolios.
Any of those that come top of mind that are going to take a big hit?
Well, obvious things are just some of those things in the leisure industry. So are cruise lines going to disappear forever? Probably not. I love cruising, but guess what? Their business is going to suffer for some time now. So we probably don't want to be owning some of those kinds of stocks or even going to buy them right now. So maybe we would clean those out of there and replace them with other things that can do better in the meantime. We can always come back and revisit those stocks. You know, there's always the part that we don't even know. If you own Carnival Cruise Lines, for instance, if Carnival Cruise Lines will be the one that exists a year or 10 years from now.
I see they're vacuuming up billions in investor money now at high interest rates, so they're going
to
be in some measure of trouble. 235-0119, a 701 number if you want to continue this conversation with Brian. 701-235-0119. Or, of course, Collins and Kronk, Raymond James. We're happy to help.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot Burasana or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300 depending on the product. You and I and Every Day Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.